请大家一起翻开圣经路加福音第二章。
Please first of all turn to the book of Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章五十二节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 52.
耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心，都一起增长。
And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and men.
在这里记载，主耶稣到了十二岁，跟着他的父母亲，在逾越节的时候上耶路撒冷去守节。
Here records when Jesus was 12 years old, he followed his parents to observe the Passover feast in Jerusalem.
结果呢，他们父母亲已经在回家的路上了。
When his parents were on their way home,
要找耶稣，竟然找不到他。
They could not locate Jesus.
当然，心里一定是非常的着急。
I'm sure at that time they were utterly anxious.
他们就回到耶路撒冷来找耶稣。
Later on, they returned back to Jerusalem to search for Jesus.
但是已经过了三天了，遇见主耶稣在圣殿里面。
After 3 days, they found Jesus in the temple.
而且是坐在教室中间一面听一面问。
And they found Jesus sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions.
当时主耶稣才十二岁的孩童。
At that time, Jesus was only a mere 12 years old.
但是呢，他来到圣殿看到教师，就把握这样的一个机会。
At that time, he dropped by the temple courts and found a few teachers.
能够把握这样的一个机会。
And he took this opportunity.
能够赶快跟他们来谈论神的话语。
To discuss the word of God.
所以呢，就是一面听，一面问，来寻求更多的明白。
He not only listened.He also asked many questions in order to better understand the word of God.
所以耶稣虽然只有十二岁，可是却有这么好的一种追求成长的这种心智。
Even though Jesus was only 12 years old, but he has this heart and desire and longing to know more about the word of God.
当然，我们知道耶稣他原来是天上的神。
Of course, we know that Jesus is our God in heaven.
但是呢，他还是借着圣灵的怀孕到了玛利亚。把他生下来。
And he was born of the Holy Spirit, and he was born of Mary.
他还是要从出生的小婴孩，然后慢慢的长大。
He still needed to go through the process of growing up.
所以在人的层面来看，他完全是一个跟我们一样的人。
On the surface, he is just like each and every one of us here today.
所以他是需要吃喝睡觉才会长大。
And he also needed to eat, to sleep, to drink in order to grow and mature.
当然，他也要上学，也要学习各样的知识。
And of course, he also need to be schooled in order to gain more knowledge.
然后他会有很多的兄弟姐妹。
He also have many siblings.
那他也要在外面交了许多的朋友。
And he also have many friends outside of his family members.
那么最重要是，他也要建立和天上的神之间的关系。
Most importantly, he also has to establish an intimate relationship with God in heaven.
所以呢，他还是要有这样的一种成长的经验。
And we know that he has to gain this experiences of growing up.
因为他完全是一个人。
Because he was also totally man.
他跟我们是一样的。
He was just like us.
当然呢，以神性的角度呢，他是一位神，他能够行神迹奇事，他知道天国的奥秘。
Of course, divinely speaking, he is also God, and he is also able to perform many miracles, signs, and wonders.
所以呢，在福音书里面呢，有时候描写耶稣他是人，可是有时候描写耶稣他是一个神。
In the Gospels, it records that Jesus is not only man, but also fully God.
而这样的一种描述呢，两个有时候会穿插出现，有时候我们会搞混的。
And sometimes we can see in Jesus, he manifests the man nature as well as the divine nature simultaneously.
但是呢，我们只要就每一个段落，我们来看这段落，它描述的是耶稣是人的层面，我们只要用人的层面了解他就好了，不要再想到神的那个层面。
However, this particular passage relates to us that he is manifesting the man nature. then we can then focus that he is man at this particular juncture.
那另外一个段落讲耶稣行神迹的时候，那是讲耶稣神的层面，那就是完全啊，就是专心在神的层面就好，不要再想到他人的层面。
And when we come to another section, when we see Jesus performing miracles, he was manifesting as his divine nature, and we do not need to think that Jesus is a man.
所以我们就把在每一个段落，我们把它做区别以后，我们就不会把两个神性跟人性两个搞混在一起。
And to keep it simple, for each juncture, let us not mix up these two nature of Jesus, his divine nature and his man nature.
但是呢，这仍然是一个奥秘啊，这不是我们一般人容易了解的。
This is of course a mystery, and it is not something that each and every one of us can easily grasp.
所以在耶稣身上啊，有神性和人性两个啊，同时具备。
Jesus, he possessed human nature as well as divine nature.
啊，但是我们现在来查考的这段是完全啊 ，focus 在耶稣的人性的层面来看他的成长经验。
And from this passage that we're about to study, it relates to the human nature of our Lord Jesus when he was a little boy.
所以我们来看呢，他在人的层面，他还需要成长的一个过程，还有经验。
Humanly speaking, he has to grow up, and he has also his needs to learn and grow and study the word.
像我们今天呢，每一个人都从出生的小婴孩，慢慢的长大，到今天成为大人。
For example, all of us started as an infant, and then we go through this process of growing up to become an adult.
所以我们看五十二节，这里记载了耶稣在四个方面的成长经验。
And in verse 52, we can see that Jesus he grew up in wisdom and stature.
在四个方面的成长啊，第一个啊，我们来调动一下它的顺序。第一个，我们来讲耶稣的身量的成长。
He grew up in four aspects: in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God and man.
我们先来讲耶稣的身量的成长。
Here we will study on the first aspect, that is growing up in stature.
第二个，我们来讲耶稣的智慧成长。
Second, he grew up in wisdom.
第三个来讲人喜爱他的心成长。
And the third is he grew up in favor with men.
第四个，我们讲神喜爱他的心成长。
And the fourth aspect of his growth is his in favor with God.
第一个，我们来讲耶稣在身量上的成长。
The first aspect is Jesus grew up in stature.
我们知道每一个小婴孩，我们每天喂奶啊，就是希望他慢慢的长大。
An infant he is fed milk in order that he or she may grow up.
我们说呢，小婴孩啊要喝奶，而且要睡觉，这样的话他才会长大。
A little baby they need to drink milk and sleep in order to grow up properly.
更重要是要得到身体的健康。
Most importantly, the baby needs health.
如果只有身量的长大，可是却是生病的，那这样仍然是很痛苦的事情。
Because if this baby were to grow up in his stature, but yet he is very sickly, then it is no point.
我们也看到有的人甚至呢身体长不大，我们就说这个叫得了一种叫侏儒的病。
And sometimes we see that a baby they are not able to grow, their growth is stunted and they become like a dwarf.
所以我们要看到耶稣第一个在身量上的成长。
First of all, we see that Jesus he grew up in his stature.
我们也要来追求这种身体上的成长。
Let us also pursue this physical growth.
因此呢，约翰长老写信给弟兄姐妹他就给他们有一个祝福。
Our elder John have this blessing for the people.
我们来看约翰三书。
Please turn to 3 John.
在启示录的前面的约翰一二三书的约翰三书第二节
verse 2，
我们看第一节
let's read verse 1 first。
约翰三书第一节
3 John verse 1，
做长老的写信给亲爱的该犹，就是我诚心所爱的。第二节
verse 2，
亲爱的兄弟我愿你凡事兴盛。身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。
Verse 1, the elder, to my dear friend Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Verse 2, dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well.
这里约翰长老写信给甘油弟兄。
Here, Elder John wrote a letter to his friend Gaius.
他对这个该犹弟兄说啊，你是我所亲爱的啊，我所爱的一个弟兄。
He said, "You are my dearly beloved brother."
所以约翰长老是一个爱心的长老。
We see here that Elder John, he is a man who is full of love.
所以在约翰一书，他谈到很多次的爱心。
This is why in his first John, he wrote many things about love.
他真的爱啊，所以他写了这封书信来给这个该犹弟兄。
Because he's a man of love, this is why he wrote this love letter to his friend Gaius.
因此他对他有几个祝福。
And he has several blessings toward him.
我愿你凡事兴盛。
He says that he may enjoy good health.
而且要身体健壮。
That also everything will go well with him.
第三个要灵魂兴盛。
And the third is that Gaius' soul will be well.
我们来看到身体健壮是他的祝福里面一个部分。
To have good health is one aspect of John's, Elder John's blessing to Gaius.
今天我们在身体上啊，也要追求这样的健康。
Today we also have to pursue after health.
我们要常常啊，吸收各样的营养。
We have to eat several nutritious food.
我们说今天啊，有一些人啊，吃东西都是营养不良。
Sometimes we remark that. We are very deficient in the certain type of vitamins.
那营养不良并不是说营养吸收不够。
It is not that our body is not able to absorb those nutrients.
而是我们吸收太多的营养，也会造成营养不良的现象。
It is that sometimes we are overly nourished, and then we become less healthy.
尤其是我们造成营养的不均衡。
Sometimes there is also an imbalance of our in our nutrition.
有时候我们喜欢吃哪些东西，就吃的特别多。
Sometimes we will just stick to one particular type of food, and then we will just reject other things.
当然，我们不喜欢吃的东西又特别都不吃。
And sometimes when we hate a food, and we will just totally reject it.
那有这样的挑食的现象，我们就吸收营养太多了，那么另外一些营养都吸收不到。
And when we are very picky, we may overdose on one type of food, and then be deficient on another kind of food group.
因此呢，这就是营养不良的现象。
This is what is nutritionally imbalanced.
这对我们的身体呢，也会造成啊不好的影响。
In the long run, this may harm our overall health.
所以我们从小呢，要尽量啊维持均衡的啊各样的饮食，各样的食物都可以吸收啊，都可以享用。
This is the reason why we must try to achieve a balanced meal.
再来我们要做适当的运动。
Next, we must engage ourselves in a physical fitness.
有了适当的运动也会代替我们身体新陈代谢有一个非常好的健康条件。
Because when we involve ourselves in physical fitness, then we will have good circulation and we have a better well-being.
所谓的运动呢有个三法则。运动333法则。
There are the 333 rule in exercising.
第一个三就是一个礼拜要有三次的运动。
The first three is that you have to have exercise three times a week.
第二个三呢是每一次要有30分钟的运动。
The second three is that at each time to engage yourself in 30 minutes of rigorous exercise.
那么第三个三呢是每一次运动要达到心跳130以上。
And the third three is that our heartbeat must achieve to 130 beats per minute.
达到心跳130就是有流汗。流汗呢，心跳130，那你身体一定会流汗。
And when we achieve 130 beats per minute, that means we will start to perspire.
因为流汗呢，才能够排除身体上的毒素。
Because when we perspire, we are also getting rid of the toxins in our body.
我们人这个身体有时候吃的些东西会产生毒素。
Because sometimes through the food that we eat, our body accumulate toxins.
所以我们要借着排泄的方法把这些毒素排泄出去。
This is why through exercise we can detoxify our body.
所以肾脏就是把这些不好的东西把它排泄出去。
And this is a way for our organs to get rid of toxins from our body.
那么在身体上皮肤的流汗也是一种排除毒素一个非常好的方法。
And when we perspire or sweat through our skin, it is also one way of our skin getting rid of our body toxins.
所以一个人的健康就是因为他身上的毒素都排泄出去了，当然他就健康了，不生病。
A healthy individual is an individual who is able to detoxify his body on a regular basis. This is why he's healthy.
但是如果我们的毒素一直累积在身体里面呢，到了某一天呢，身体的器官受不了了，它就发病了。
And if our body is not able to detoxify the toxins over a long period of time, we will have a breakdown.
所以呢，我们真的要强调每天的每个礼拜至少要有三次的运动。
This is why we have this rule that you have to have at least a minimum of 3 times a week.
这是一个最少的当然，如果每天运动是更好。
It is better to exercise every day, but at least 3 times.
甚至有有一些脑神经的专家呢做一个研究报告。
There is a neurologist who did a research.
他说呢，如果你有均衡有稳定的运动习惯的话，能够治疗忧郁症。
That if we engage ourselves in regular exercise, then we will not suffer from depression.
因为在忧郁症就是你封闭在自己的世界里面。
Because one is depressed when you are putting yourself in your own little world.
但是如果能够做一个稳定的运动有稳定的运动就会有足够的氧气吸收进来。
Because when we engage ourselves in regular exercises, then we will ourselves will be able to experience more oxygen.
那么有这么多的氧呢，那就会让你的脑细胞会分泌一种健康的元素。
And when we exercise, our brain is being nourished by more oxygen.
就会来帮助治疗忧郁症。
Then by being this way.We won't suffer from depression.
因此，我们看到主耶稣呢，他第一个在身量上的成长啊，就是健康而且有很好的营养吸收。
Here, Jesus, when he grew up in stature, it refers to his good health as well as his good nutrition.
我们今天呢第一个方面也要来追求自己的健康。
This is why we all have to pursue a healthy body.
有了健康，我们才能够做一切的事情。
Because once we're healthy, there's nothing that we cannot do.
有了健康，才能做世界上任何的工作，也可以在教会做很多的服事。
When we are healthy, we are able to do things that we want to do as well as to serve God.
所以我们常常讲了这个嘴巴所吃的东西都是跟我们的健康有非常密切的关系。
This is the reason why our health depends on what we eat, what we put into our mouth.
这是第一个主耶稣在身量上的成长。
This is one aspect of Jesus' growth in his stature.
那我们再看回来路加福音第二章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 2.
第二个呢，主耶稣在智慧上也有成长。
The second aspect of his growth is in his wisdom.
主耶稣在智慧上的成长呢，当然他经过很多的学习。
Of course, he gained in wisdom is through his many studies.
像刚刚一开始我们就说到主耶稣12岁，跟着父母亲到耶路撒冷的圣殿。他就把握机会坐在教师中间，一面听一面问。
We see that when he was 12 years old, he accompanied his parents to Jerusalem, and he seized this opportunity to learn and study with the teachers at the temple.
所以主耶稣呢是一个能够把握各样机会学习的人。
He was a person who seized every good opportunity to draw close to God and to learn His word.
所以最重要的，我们要智慧上得到成长呢，就是要学习。
In order for us to gainTo increase ourselves in wisdom, we have to continue to learn and study.
而且学习是不受时间限制，不受空间限制。
And to learn and study is a lifelong pursuit, and it's not limited to time and space.
我们说活到老要学到老。
That is why there is a saying that we study even until we are old.
那我们学到老才能够活到老。
Because as we grow old and we continue to study and learn, then we will live to a ripe old age.
所以呢，我们要不断的来把握机会，学习各样的智慧。
This is why we have to seize every opportunity to increase our wisdom by studying and learning.
我们来读箴言24章。
Please turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24, verses 5 and 6.
箴言24章第五节。
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 5.
智慧人大有能力，有知识的人力上加力。第六节，你去打仗要凭智谋，谋士众多，人便得胜。
A wise man has great power, and a man of knowledge increases strength. For waging war, you need guidance, and for victory, many advisers.
所以在这里箴言呢，一直谈到都是有关智慧的追求跟学习。
Here, the book of Proverbs spoke a lot about gaining knowledge and understanding.
这里说到智慧人大有能力。
It says here that a wise man has great power.
有知识的人力上加力。
And a man of knowledge increases strength.
所以这种力量呢，真的能够完成很多的事情。
To have this kind of power, the person may be able to accomplish many things.
所以我们更需要的是来追求这样的智慧跟知识。
This is why we have to continue to pursue wisdom and understanding.
第六节是用打仗。做一个例子来说明。
In verse 6, it relates to a war scenario.
去打仗，如果你是没有智谋的话，那你就会失败。
Because if we wage war without proper guidance, we will surely fail.
因为打仗不在乎说你有多少的兵力而已。
Because in a war, it does not matter how many weapons you have.
而是用你有什么样的智慧，设计怎样的计谋才能够打仗。
You need wisdom and understanding to have a proper strategy for battle.
最近呢，我在看《三国演义》。
《
三国演义》有本书啊，《三国演义》。中国传统小说啊。
三国演义。
有一本叫《三国演义》。
Okay. Recently I read this Chinese book, entitled.
三国演义。
The Three Kingdoms.
Story. Three Kingdoms.
The Three Kingdoms.
里面都谈到呢，诸葛亮啊，有很多的计谋。
Here it says one general by the name of General Chu, he has a very good strategy.
其中呢，曾经呢用了一个计叫做空城计。
空城。And one of the strategy is from the sky.
空城计那个好了，这个讲的太深了哈。好，我想我们听得懂中文的就知道哈，就是说我要讲的就是一个故事啊，就是说一个他的兵很少啊，他里面已经没有兵了，没有马了，可是他竟然。能够把敌人吓跑了。
This General Chu, he was very innovative. Even though he has left with a few soldiers, yet he was able to be victorious.
因为呢，他在城上呢，故意呢拿着扇子在扇风啊，好像很悠闲的样子。
Because he acted like he was relaxing, he's just fanning himself in the city.
这个敌人一来，看到他竟然都没有任何的害怕跟动作，跟准备打仗的样子，很害怕说，这个人到底在想什么？
When the enemy came and saw how relaxed this general was, they start to wonder what was in his mind.
如果我真的这样打进来，会不会中计了啊？我可能全军覆没，全部会被他打死了。
Will I fall into his trick that when I conquer the city, will he have other agenda?
所以呢，他不敢，敌人不敢来攻打。
This is why the enemy they grew afraid.
所以呢，敌人最后只好回去了，就不敢来打。
Then later on, these enemies retreated and not continued to war.
其实呢，诸葛亮的城里面是真的没有兵，没有马了已经空空的了。
General Chu, he was actually fighting without any soldiers or horses.
另外有一个计谋叫做草船借箭就是说，好，我想不要讲故事了哈。我们就是说呢，诸葛亮他真的打仗不是靠着很多的人，很多的兵马去打仗。
We see that the General Chu he did not fight his war with many soldiers or horses.
他只是用他的计谋，就把很多的敌人就吓跑了，而且还可以得到很多的那个武器。
He was able to have this strategy where he was able to scare away his enemies.
真的呢
And then he was able to gain many of their weapons later on.
我们多读一点书多看一点别人的经验，我们就学习到很多的智慧。
It will be very good if we read this kind of nice books, then we can learn something from them.
所以呢，主耶稣就是在知识、智慧上有很多的成长。
And we can see here that Jesus himself, he grew in wisdom.
所以我们今天就常常鼓励我们要常常读圣经。
This is the reason why we encourage members to read the Bible every day.
因为圣经里面真的有很多宝贵的智慧。
Because hidden in this Bible is many precious gems.
尤其在箴言里面呢、啊，谈到更多人生的一些经验跟宝贵的智慧。
Especially in the book of Proverbs, relates to us many experiences of wise men.
真的，每次读圣经的时候，每次都会吸收到智慧。
When we read the Bible, we will gain in wisdom.
这也为什么我们在下个月十月七号就要举办全国的成人神学训练班。
This is the reason why we are holding an NATS next month in October.
现在呢，我们温哥华教会只有四五名来报名而已。
At the moment, there are only 4 and 5 Vancouver members have registered for this NATS.
可能大家都很忙忘了来赶快来报名。
Maybe because of your busyness, you forgot to fill out the form.
想说自己的教会举办啊，随时来都可以，所以不用报名。
Maybe you think that this, since this is held in the local church, you will just drop by.
但是呢，我们还是鼓励大家先报名，我们才能够做更好的准备，包括教材的准备跟炊事组要准备多少人来吃饭。
Maybe you may just do attend this seminar on a drop-in basis, but we still need a count on the number of people who will need lunch or dinners.
所以我们希望大家赶快来报名，来学习圣经的智慧。
And we sincerely hope that you will not waste any more time and to register for this event.
那有时候我们如果有一些经费的话，可以买一些书来看。
Of course, if we have extra cash, then we are able to purchase more books.
有时候我在做 SkyTrain 的时候就会看到。有很多人坐上去就拿着书去来看书。
When I was in the Sky Train, I saw many of the passengers reading.
因为呢，他们觉得看书是一种舒服的，而且是一种享受，是一种得到智慧的方法。
Because to them, reading is a form of pleasure and a good way to gain wisdom and understanding.
所以有人做一种研究跟调查。
There is a research and study.
他们去研究那些文明的发展的国家了，几乎他们都要车上呢，都是人手一册在看书。
And then when they study the development of a democracy, they find that in a democratic country, most of people they like to study.
他们去德国或者去日本或者去法国，他能看到这种车子上都有人在看书的经验。
Especially if you go to Germany.France or Japan, you see most of the people there, they love to learn, they love to read.
这就是呢，我们知道一个国家的强盛，就是因为大家都在追求智慧。
A country who that has great power has its citizens loving to read, love to read and learn.
我们今天呢，也在人生的这种追求上呢，先吸收到更多的智慧，我们就能够解决更多的问题。
Because once we are able to store more knowledge and understanding.Then we are able to solve many problems.
这就是主耶稣的第二个成长经验。
And this is the second aspect of Jesus' growth.
所以呢，我们不要舍不得去买书。
That let us not try to save money and not buy books to read.
因为买书是对自己最好的投资。
Because buying books is the best investment one can have.
我们做任何投资都会有风险，可能会亏损掉。
The investment that we make may have its own risks.
但是唯有对学习的这种投资是绝对没有任何的风险，没有任何损失的。
However, if we invest ourselves in books and in learning, there's definitely no risk attached.
我们看很多书，参加各样的讲习。
When we read more books and attend many seminars,
每次的学习呢，我们都会得到一些收获，而且有一些成长。
And each time we read books or attend seminars, we will gain more wisdom.
我们再看回来《路加福音》第二章。
Let us turn back to Luke chapter 2.
主耶稣的第三个成长经验就是他得到人的喜爱。
The third aspect of Jesus' growth is his favor with men.
人喜爱他的心成长了。
Jesus was favorable toward men.
第三个我们说到。人际关系的这样的一种关系的成长。
Here Jesus grew in his interpersonal relationship with people, with men.
主耶稣他的成长呢得到人的喜爱，这是一个非常美好的一个人际关系。
Jesus was truly accepted by men.
第一个，他得到父母亲的喜爱。
First, his parents favored him tremendously.
他一定在家里呢会帮忙做家事。
He helped out a lot in the house.
他一定会在啊疼爱他的那些弟弟妹妹。
And I'm sure he took care of his younger siblings.
因为他是在家里的长子。
Because he was the oldest one in the family.
后来玛利亚又生了其他的弟弟妹妹。
And then later on, his mom Mary gave birth to more children.
所以主耶稣做一个大哥，他能够懂得去照顾弟弟妹妹。
As a big brother, he knew how to take care of his younger siblings.
那当然他会得到父母亲的喜爱。
And of course, his parents were very pleased with him.
所以我们在家庭里面呢，我们有兄弟姐妹的人际关系。
In the family, we all have relationships with our brothers and sisters.
做哥哥的，做姐姐的，就有这种责任去照顾我们的弟弟妹妹。
As an older brother or older sister, we have this responsibility to take care of the younger sibling.
这也是我们得到父母亲喜爱一个非常好的方法。
And this is one way for parents to be pleased with us.
那接着我们长大了，我们就到外面呢，交到外面的同学或者是朋友。
And when we start to have friends,Outside of the family,
主耶稣也告诉我们说，有一个最好得到人的喜爱的方法。
There is one way of being accepted by people around us.
就是你先去爱他们，那么他们就会爱你。
And that is to love them first, and then they will love you back.
我们看马太福音第七章。
Please turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
十二节。
Verse 12.
马太福音第七章十二节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 12.
所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。
So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets.
在这里，主耶稣讲到一个人际关系的黄金律。
This is the golden rule from Jesus with regard to our interpersonal relationship.
怎么对待你，你先要怎样去对待别人。
How we want others to do to us, let us do the same to them.
就好像呢，在箴言二十七章也有一段经文这么告诉我们。
And also in the book of Proverbs, chapter 27 records.
他说呢，人呐，在照那个水哈，水像镜子一样我们去照这个水中的镜子。就是看到自己的脸呐。
That is when we see ourselves in the water, we are looking upon ourselves.
人跟人之间也是这样的。
As water reflects a face, so a man's heart also reflects another man.
我们在照镜子的时候呢，你对他微笑，然后这个脸这个镜子显现出来也是个微笑的脸。
Because when we smile at a mirror.Then the person in the mirror will also smile back at us.
你生气的看着他，然后这个镜子的脸呢，也是生气的回应给你。
When we look at the mirror angrily, then the person in the mirror will also look angrily back at us.
所以呢，人跟人呐的心智也是这样，像照镜子一样。
This is why the two hearts of two people is like a mirror.
好像是在山谷里面的回音。
It is like the echo in a Cave.
我们对着山谷呼喊说：“我爱你。”那声音回来说：“我爱你，我爱你，我爱你。”
Because when we are in the valley and we shout that I love you, and then you can hear the echo back says I love you.
但是如果你呼喊说“我恨你，我恨你”，那回应的时候我也恨你啊。
But if we hear I hate you, and then there will be echo back saying I hate you.
所以呢，人跟人之间呢，就是这样的相对应。
So this is why our heart will reflect.Our heart will reflect through the other person's heart.
我们相信主耶稣他就是能够爱爱他的兄弟姐妹，爱他的朋友所以他得到人的爱。
Jesus was able to love others. This is why the other people they love him back.
我们今天在人际关系上面如何去经营如何用我们的真心诚意去爱人，然后我们也会得到人的爱。
This is why we must learn how to have this interpersonal relationship skill to love others first, and then the other people, they will love us back.
尤其在箴言里面谈到，我们如果能够去行善事我们会得到人的爱。
This is why in the book of Proverbs also said that if we can do good to others, then we will gain the people's love.
我们要如何把自己的心宽大的能够去爱更多的人。
How do we expand our heart to love more people?
我们呢要学习主耶稣也是这样的一种爱啊，我们就可以去爱更多的人。
Let us learn how to love others like how Jesus loved others. Then we are able to love more people in this way.
可是为什么今天呢，人有时候会在人际关系上面产生冲突跟矛盾？
How is it that sometimes we tend to offend one another and we have conflicts with others?
因为呢，我们对于人的爱呢，已经没有信心了。
It is because we have no more faith in people.
是不是呢？我就爱人，可是我得不到人的回应。
Maybe we love someone, but we did not receive the love back from them.
因此呢，我们就灰心了，我们就以后不再去爱他们了。
We may get discouraged and we refuse to love them, to love the people anymore.
但是呢，有时候我们这种做法变得是啊，因噎废食，就是我们哽到一次，然后啊，吃东西的时候又哽到了，可以后就不敢再吃东西，
because
这是不好的。
Sometimes this can be like a once bitten and twice shy.
所以我们要想想呢。我们只是一次失败的经验，不要变成一种普遍的经验。
The reason why we are being hurt by another person, this is only a special case, but this is not a general scenario.
我们还是要对人性啊有一个基本的相信。
We have to have this basic trust toward other people.
我只是运气不好呢，碰到一个不好的人，所以我爱他，可是他不爱我。
Maybe we are unlucky. We love the person, but they did not love us back.
但是只有这么一个啊特殊的例子。
But this is only a special incident.
我们的内心的爱呢，还是充满的，还是活泼的。我们去爱更多的其他的人。
But yet our love, our heart still must be filled with this, active love.
我们相信呢，
others.
人都是希望被爱。
Because we know that men long to be loved.
我们能够去爱人，我们就会得到人的回应。
Because once we can love others, then we will receive their love back from them.
这就是人跟人之间的 一种爱的一种流动啊，这是一种很自然的现象。
And this is the natural outgoing of love that can flow between two people's hearts.
所以我们不要灰心啊，不要难过。
So let us not be discouraged and be hurt or sad.
只有特殊的几个个案的失败没有关系。
Because we may meet up with failures and betrayals, but let us not be discouraged.
我们知道主耶稣呢，他这里成长经验是得到很多人的爱。
Here it says that Jesus, as he was growing up, many people loved him.
但是呢，也不永远是这样啊。主耶稣也曾经被厌弃，被看不起啊。
But yet, later on in his life, we see that Jesus, he was being hated and persecuted.
我们来看马可福音第六章。
Please turn to Mark chapter 6.
耶稣呢回到自己的家乡。
Jesus at this point he went home.
但是呢，他的家乡的人呢却厌弃他。
But yet even people in his hometown hated him.
我们看呢，他的家乡的人呢看不起他。
And they looked down upon him and they took offense at him.
我们看呢第六章第一节。
Let's read chapter 6, verse 1.
马可福音第六章第一节。
Mark chapter 6, verse 1.
耶稣离开那里，来到自己的家乡，门徒也跟从他。第二节。
Verse 2.
到了安息日，他在会堂里教训人，众人听见就甚稀奇，说：“这人从哪里有这些事呢？所赐给他的是什么智慧？他手所做的是何等的异能呢？”第三节。
Verse 3.
这不是那木匠吗？不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？他的妹妹们不也是在我们这里吗？他们就厌弃他。
要读吗？
一到三。
Verse 1, Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. Verse 2, when the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. Where did this man get these things? They asked.What's this wisdom that has been given him that he even does miracles? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him.
所以呢，主耶稣啊，也被他的家乡的人厌弃了。
We can see here that the people in his hometown took offense at him.
但是主耶稣仍然不灰心。
But yet Jesus, he did not become discouraged.
他仍然啊，又到其他的乡镇去继续传福音。
Instead, he continued to preach in his hometown and then later on to other places.
他继续行很多的神迹奇事。
And he continued to perform many miracles and wonders.
能够医治很多的病人。
And he was able to heal sick people.
所以我们在人际关系上呢，不要灰心。
In our interpersonal relationship, let us not be discouraged.
只是某一些个案啊，受伤而已。
We may be hurt in one particular scenario.
但是呢，同样的人，也许啊，下一次他就会喜爱我们了。
But another person that we show our love to may love us.
甚至同一个人呐，他曾经伤害我们的，隔一段时间以后，他明白了，他反过来会也会喜爱我们。
And a person who took offense at us may realize their mistake and then will love us back.
所以呢，这就是一个人际关系的经营。
And this.Is the management of our interpersonal relationship.
我们要得到人的喜爱，我们的生活就会非常的欢喜。
When we are living in favor with men, then we will lead a more happier and joyful life.
我们再回头看路加福音第二章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 2.
我们说第四个呢，主耶稣得到人神的喜爱。
The fourth aspect of Jesus' growth is that he was in favor with God.
神喜爱他。所以呢，他的在这个跟神之间的关系呢，非常的良好。
God was pleased with Jesus. We see that Jesus and relationship with God is indeed very good.
我们都希望呢，我们的信仰生活能够得到神的喜爱。
We sincerely hope that our faith will be accepted and pleasing to God.
我们要做每一件事情，我们要考虑，我做这件事情。我的神会喜悦吗？
Sometimes when we are trying to do a thing, let us ask ourselves if God will be pleased with our doing this particular thing.
我说这些话，我的神听到了，他一定是听得到的了哈。那他会喜悦我讲这些话吗？
The words that we speak, let us ask ourselves if God will be pleased if he heard it.
我们要做的任何事、任何话，绝对不能够逃脱神的鉴察。
Because whatever we speak, whatever we do, is always they were always under the watchful eyes of God.
所以神他都知道我们在做什么，在说什么。
God knows totally what we speak and what we think and what we do.
既然我们没有办法隐藏一切，那我们在神面前更要能够去思考，我能够得到神的喜悦吗？
There's nothing that we can hide from God, so all the more we have to always ask ourselves if God will be pleased with us doing this or saying that.Or thinking this.
我们来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章。
Please turn to the book of First Thessalonians, chapter 4.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
First Thessalonians, chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
弟兄们，我还有话说，我们靠着主耶稣求你们，劝你们。你们既然受了我们的教训，知道该怎样行可以讨神的喜悦，就要照你们现在所行的更加勉励。
Finally, brothers, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more.
第二节
，Verse 2，
你们原晓得我们凭主耶稣传给你们什么命令。
For you know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus.
第三节
Verse 3.
神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。
It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality.
第四节要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁、尊贵守着自己的身体。
That each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable.
第五节不要放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。
Not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God.
所以保罗在这里勉励提撒罗尼迦教会说要讨神的喜悦。
Here, Paul encouraged the members in Thessalonica how to live a life that pleases God.
神的旨意就是要我们成为圣洁。
The will of God is that we must be holy and sanctified.
我们要圣洁的、尊贵的来守着自己的身体。
That is, we have to hold our body holy and honorable.
因为我们这个身体已经有圣灵的同在，就是成为圣殿。
Because our body has the Holy Spirit, and it is the temple of God.
那既然是圣殿，我们不可以破坏这个圣殿。
And since it is a temple, then we must never destroy this temple.
所以呢，犯了淫乱的罪， 犯了放纵私欲的罪，就是在破坏这个圣殿。
When we conduct ourselves in sexual immorality, or and given ourselves to passionate lust, it is like destroying this temple of God.
因为呢，这个身体已经是圣殿了。
Because our body is already the temple of God.
我们要如何守着这个圣殿
？Let us learn to keep this temple whole.
啊，如何守着自己的身体
？Let us learn to keep our body whole.
因此呢，我们一定要得到神的喜爱。
Let us learn to please God.
我们将来才有圣洁的身份，能够居住在天上，与神永远同在。
Only then we can have a holy life, and later on we are able to dwell with God in heaven.
因此呢，我们真的要一直想，怎样做才能够得到神的喜悦。
This is why we need to continually say to ourselves, how do we live a life that is pleasing to God?
所以呢，我们要常常学习神的旨意。
This is why we must always learn to understand what indeed is the will of God.
那神的旨意都记录在圣经里面。
The will of God is all recorded in the Bible.
神的旨意要常常祷告。
The will of God is for us to pray.
我们有得到圣灵之后呢，更宝贵的要在圣灵里面常常祷告。
Since we all receive the Holy Spirit, all the more we must pray more often in the Spirit.
常常有人在问我说，哎，要怎样知道神的旨意？
Sometimes many members ask me, how do we know if it is indeed the will of God?
我说你有圣灵的话，就常在圣灵里面祷告，就会明白神的旨意。
As long as you pray.In the Holy Spirit, then you will naturally know what is the will of God.
除了这个以外，没有别的方法了。
This is the only way. There is no other way to know what indeed is the.
我们得到圣灵呢，这最宝贵的。
Because this is something very precious that we all have already received the Holy Spirit.
因为只有圣灵呢，会引导我们去明白神的奥秘。
Because only the Holy Spirit can guide us and lead us to know and understand the mysteries of God.
所以你才能够按照神的旨意来做，会得到神的喜爱。
Because when we do according to God's will, then God will be pleased with us.
我们来看一下哥林多前书第二章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书 First
Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse 10.
哥林多前书第二章第十节。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 10。
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God.
十一节。
Verse 11。
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事呢？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God.
十二节，我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us.
十三节，并且我们讲说这些事。不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words.
所以这里一直强调，只有神呐，借着圣灵向我们显明了神的事情。
Here tells us that God has revealed to us the things of God through His Spirit.
我们如果在圣灵里祷告，我们就明白神的旨意，我们就可以得到神的喜悦。
If we pray by the Holy Spirit, then we will know the will of God. Then God will be pleased with us.
真的，我们教会呢，很宝贵的有圣灵的同在。
Indeed, we are so blessed to have the Holy Spirit in our church.
这是其他教会所没有得到的恩典。
Because not many churches.Have this Holy Spirit from God.
因此，我们要好好的让圣灵来带领，圣灵来感动，圣灵来明白神的旨意。
This is why all the more it is important for us to surrender to the guidance and the movement of the Holy Spirit to lead us.
最后，我们就可以做出神喜悦的事情。
At the end of it all, we are able to do what is pleasing to God.
那我们常常来做圣工，也是要得神的喜悦。
When we serve God, we are bringing, we are pleasing God.
但是我们做圣工是为了得神喜悦，不是为了得到人的称赞啊。
When we do holy work, it is not to receive praises from men, but to receive praises from God.
我们如果做圣工是为了得到人的称赞呢，有时候会转移了我们做圣工的动机。
Because when we do holy work for the purpose of receiving praises from men, then our motive is not good.
当然，我们一开始说到主耶稣也是要得到人的喜爱。
Of course, it says here that Jesus also needs to gain favor with men.
我们热心参加聚会，我们做很多的圣工，我们的父母亲、我们的教会弟兄姐妹也会喜爱我们。
When we attend services regularly and we do holy work and we become good children to our parents, and of course they will all love us.
但是呢，我们一定要回到做圣工的啊，最重要的动机就是要讨神的喜悦。
However, we have to get back to this most basic thing: is that the reason for us doing holy work is to please God.
我们来看加拉太书第一章。
Please turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章第十节。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 10.
这里呢，保罗跟加拉太教会呢，啊，有了一些啊不同的看法。
Here, Paul encountered a conflict with the people in Galatia.
因为当时加拉太教会已经啊顺从了别的福音，有了异端进来。
The members in Galatia.They were going away to another religion.
所以保罗啊，要劝勉他们不可以更改基督的福音。
This is why Paul warned them not to change the gospel of Jesus.
可是保罗要对他们讲这个真理呢，一定会被加拉太人啊讨厌。
But because Paul was trying to tell them their mistake, I'm sure the people in Galatia will hate him for this.
但是保罗说，我是要讨神的喜悦，不是要讨人的喜悦，所以你们讨厌我。没有办法了。
But yet Paul replied that he did not care because his most important thing is that he wants to gain the approval of God and not man.
我们看第一章第十节。
Please read verse 10 of chapter 1.
我现在是要得人的心，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
Am I now trying to win the approval of man or of God?Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ.
所以呢，为了要纠正教会的错误，他必须讲实话，讲真理。
In order to correct the falsehood of the church, he has to speak the truth.
但是呢，他就没有办法得到人的喜爱了。
By that time, then the people will not will hate him.
但是呢，保罗说，我是为了得神的喜爱。
Here Paul says that it is because he only wants to win the approval of God.
所以现在我告诉你们真理，成为你们的仇敌，那是啊不得没有办法的事情。
I'm telling you the truth that even though I will gain more enemies, there's nothing else I can do.
我们看第四章十六节。
Skip to chapter 4, verse 16.
加拉太书第四章十六节。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 16.
如今我将真理告诉你们，就成了你们的仇敌吗？
Have I now become your enemy by telling you the truth?
所以保罗呢，在这个时候，他宁愿选择是要讨神的喜悦，而不是讨人的喜欢呢。
The principle of Paul is that he wants to be pleasing to God and not to men first.
因为讨人的喜欢会偏离的真理啊，会走向异端。
Because if he were to trying to gain favor with men, he will corrupt the truth.
所以他现在一定要回到真理的立场。
This is why he has to come back to the truth.
我们今天在做圣工也是这样，回到真理的立场，才能够得神的喜悦。
Today, when we are doing holy work, we must get back to the truth in order to please God.
虽然啊，人呐 啊会有一些啊不喜欢，那我们就求神带领，让他们以后可以明白。
Maybe.Another person may not be happy with what you're doing, but we pray that later on they will realize their own mistakes.
因为最重要的，我们要讨神的喜悦。
Because most importantly, we have to gain favor from God.
我们这样看起来，耶稣的成长经验。
From the above, we have studied the process of growth.
第一个，我们看到主耶稣的身量上的成长。
We see, first of all, that he grew in his stature.
他健康，而且啊，有了很好的身量。
He was healthy.And he has a good physique.
第二个，他有智慧的成长。
Secondly, he grew in wisdom.
他吸收了各样的智慧，特别在教师中间，一面听一面问。
He was able to learn and grow and to absorb the teachings from the teachers.
第三个，他得到人的喜爱。
And thirdly, he gained favor with men.
最后，他也得到神的喜爱。
And fourthly, he gained favor with God.
真的是成为我们学习的榜样。
This is he is indeed someone that we can totally emulate.
那我们大家跟主耶稣一样一起来长大。
Let us grow up together just like how Jesus did.
而且这样的成长是没有限制的。活到老学到老。
This kind of growth is unlimited. We can continue to learn and walk before God until the day we die.
一起唱诗。
Let us all sing him.
351首。
351.